That further proceedings on the roll call be dispensed with, the sergeant at arms be instructed to bring in the absent members.
Okay, on that motion, all in favor, signify by saying aye. Opposed, motion prevails. Today's chaplain is Reverend Kevin McDonough, our state Senate chaplain. And after the prayer, I'll stay standing for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Mr. President and members, you've had many, many words this session, and you'll have many, many more, I understand, today. So rather than say more than a sentence, which I will in a moment, I want to invite you all simply to close your eyes and take five deep breaths. With gratitude for the privilege of public service, we place this great state in the care that you offer to it, gracious God. Watch over all our people. In your holy name we pray. Amen.
Thank you very much.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Secretary will take the roll.
Anderson, Bach, Berglund, Betzold, Bonoff, Carlson, Chaudhry, Clark, Cohen, Dahl, Day, Dibble, Dill, Dahl, Erickson, Ropes, Fischbach, Phoebe, Foley, Fredrickson, Gerlach, Gimsey, Han, Higgins, Ingebrigtsen, Johnson, Jungbauer, Kielash, Koch, Coring, Kubli, Langseth, Latz, Limmer, Laurie, Lynch, Marty, Metzen, Michelle, Waugh, Murphy, Olsen, Olson G, Olson M, Ortman, Pappas, Pariseau, Pogemiller, Pretner, Solon, Rest, Roebling, Rosen, Rummel, Saltzman, Saxhog, Scheid, Senjum, Sharon, Sieben, Skoy, Skogan, Sparks, Stumpf, Tomasoni, Torres Ray, Vanderveer, Vickerman, Wieger.
Quorum is present. Messages, first order of business is messages from the House.
Mr. President, I have the honor to announce passage by the House of the following Senate files herewith returned. Senate file numbers 501 and 711, signed Elvin A. Mathewitz, Chief Clerk of the House. And, Mr. President, I have the honor to announce the House has exceeded the request of the Senate for the appointment of a conference committee consisting of three members of the House on the amendments adopted by the House to the following Senate file 1009. There has been appointed as such committee on the part of the House Representatives Hortman, Lesh, and Smith. Senate file 1009 is herewith returned to the Senate. And, Mr. President, I have the honor to announce the House adopted the recommendation and report of the conference committee on the following Senate file numbers 657, 708, 722, 1012, 1091, 1447, and 1477, and repass said bills in accordance with the report of the committee so adopted. These Senate files are herewith returned to the Senate, signed Elvin A. Mathewitz, Chief Clerk of the House.
Olson for...
The next message is on House File 705, Senator Olson, M. Mr. President, I have the honor to announce that the House refuses to concur in the Senate amendments to House File 705, a bill for an act relating to health, promoting preventative health care by requiring high deductible health plans used with a health savings account to cover preventative care with no deductible. The House respectfully requests that a conference committee of three members be appointed thereon. Representatives Loeffler, Liebling, and Abler have been appointed as such committee on the part of the House. House File 705 is herewith transmitted to the Senate with the request that the Senate appoint a like committee. Signed, Elbin A. Mathewitz, Chief Clerk of the House.
Senator M. Olson, Senator Murphy, Senator Olson.
Yep. Mr. President, I move that the Senate accede to the request of the House for a conference committee on House File 705 and that a conference committee of three members be appointed by the Subcommittee on Conference Committees on the part of the Senate to act with a like conference committee appointed on the part of the House.
On the motion, all in favor, signify by saying aye. Opposed, motion prevails.
Next message is on House File 1276, Senator Lynch. Mr. President, I have the honor to announce the House refuses to concur in the Senate amendments to House File 1276, a bill for an act relating to health and human services. The House respectfully requests that a conference committee of three members be appointed thereon. Representatives Norton, Fritz, and Dean have been appointed as such committee on the part of the House. House File 1276 is herewith transmitted to the Senate with the request that the Senate appoint a like committee. Signed, Elbin A. Mathewitz, Chief Clerk of the House.
Senator Lynch.
Mr. President, I move that the Senate accede to the request of the House for a conference committee on House File 1276, that a conference committee of three members be appointed by the Subcommittee on Conference Committees on the part of the Senate to act with a like conference committee appointed on the part of the House.
On that, Senator Lynch's motion, all in favor, signify by saying aye. Opposed, motion does prevail.
The next message is on House File 1728, Senator Torres Ray. Mr. President, I have the honor to announce the House refuses to concur in the Senate amendments to House File 1728, a bill for an act relating to human services, amending child care programs. The House respectfully requests that a conference committee of three members be appointed thereon. Representatives Loeffler, Slawick, and Mack have been appointed as such committee on the part of the House. House File 1728 is herewith transmitted to the Senate with the request that the Senate appoint a like committee. Signed, Elbin A. Mathewitz, Chief Clerk of the House.
Senator Pogemiller for Senator Torres Ray.
Thank you, Mr. President. On behalf of Senator Torres Ray, I move the Senate accede to the request of the House for a conference committee on House File 1728, and that a conference committee of three members be appointed by the Subcommittee on Conference Committees on the part of the Senate to act with a like conference committee appointed on the part of the House.
All in favor, signify by saying aye. Opposed, motion does prevail.
Next message is on House File 1853, Senator Sparks. Mr. President, I have the honor to announce the House refuses to concur in the Senate amendments to House File 1853, a bill for an act relating to commerce, regulating various licenses, forms, etc. The House respectfully requests that a conference committee of three members be appointed thereon. Representatives Atkins, Zellers, and Johnson have been appointed as such committee on the part of the House. House File 1853 is herewith transmitted to the Senate with the request that the Senate appoint a like committee. Signed, Elbin A. Mathewitz, Chief Clerk of the House.
Now, Senator Sparks.
Mr. President, I move that the Senate accede to the request of the House for a conference committee on House File 1853 and that a conference committee of three members be appointed by the Subcommittee on Conference Committees on the part of the Senate to act with a like conference committee appointed on the part of the House.
On that motion, all in favor, signify by saying aye. Opposed, motion prevails. Without objection, we'll go to introduction and first reading of Senate bills. There are four on today's agenda. Without objection, first reading of Senate bills. Under motions and resolutions, there's one resolution without objection. That resolution will be referred to the Rules Committee. Next order of business is a Senate calendar for the day. Senator Pogemiller to move the layovers.
Mr. President, I would move to waive the layovers on calendar today.
Okay, on that motion, all those in favor, signify by saying aye. Opposed, motion prevails. The first bill on the calendar is House File 5.
Mr. President.
Senator Pogemiller.
I'm just looking.
You want to wait?
Why don't we impose a call to the Senate, see who's here before we vote on the calendar. If we don't have enough people, then we can go to conference committee report. So let's just see who's here right now. So I'd move a call to the Senate.
Senate is under call.
Thank you.
Mr. President.
Senator Pogermiller.
I think we'll wait on the calendar, so I'll move that further proceedings on the roll call be dispensed with and Sergeant-at-Arms be instructed in being the absent members.
On the motion, all in favor, signify by saying aye. Opposed, motion prevails. So, remaining on messages, we'll revert to messages from the House. You.
Mr. President, I have the honor to announce has adopted the recommendation report of the Conference Committee on House File 417 and repassed said bill in accordance with the report of the committee so adopted. House File 417, a bill for an act relating to commerce prohibiting certain claims processing practices by third-party administrators of health coverage plans. House File 417 is herewith transmitted to the Senate. Signed, Alvin A. Mathewitz, Chief Clerk of the House.
Senator Bach.
Mr. President, I move that the foregoing recommendations and Conference Committee report on House File 417 be now adopted. The bill be repassed as amended by the Conference Committee.
Okay, Senator Bach, a brief description of the bill and what changes were made by the Conference Committee.
Mr. Chairman, when the bill left the Senate, this is the Business Policy Holders Protection Act, the bill that allows insurance companies, if they prevail, or allows a business, if it prevails in a legal action against their insurance company. The bill that left the House had no attorney fee provisions. The House bill did have attorney fee provisions that if the business prevailed in court, attorney fees would be awarded to the policyholder. The compromise was the Senate prevailed on no attorney fees in the bill, and we took the House's language. We had gone to conference saying that the policyholder would receive 7% interest on the deferred insurance payment. We compromised with the House. We took the House's language. The House had come in with 12% interest. We compromised at 10% interest for the policyholder and no attorney fees. So I think it's a reasonable compromise, Mr. President. When we left the conference committee, both the business litigators and the insurance companies were both grumbling. So I suspect nobody's really happy, and that's probably as good a compromise as we're going to get on this bill.
Senator Scheid, did you have a...
Mr. President, yes, and I just wanted to stress that I support this bill in this version, and thank Senator Bach for representing the Senate position on the attorney's fees. I just wanted to ask Senator Bach a question if he would yield.
He will yield. Senator Scheid.
Now, I understand that this doesn't apply to personal, family, or household, you know, homeowners insurance or private, persons, automobile coverage, or any kind of other personal lines of insurance. Is that right, Senator Bach?
Senator Bach.
Mr. President, on page 1, line 1.25, under definitions, it defines an insurance policy as a commercial or professional insurance policy.
And then, Mr. President, if I might also just inquire of Senator Bach, if this 10% interest that we're on the prejudgment, the 10% prejudgment interest, if you will, does that coincide? Is that in lieu of any of the prejudgment interest that's under Section 549, which is costs and disbursements and legal actions? In other words, we already have a general provision in law about costs and attorney's fees and other disbursements. That's a chapter. It's called Costs and Disbursements, and it has to do with legal actions, Chapter 549. So I'm wondering, this isn't on top of that. This is as opposed to that, I guess the important question is it's not on top of that.
Senator Bach.
Mr. President, my understanding is this is in lieu of that.
OK.
Okay. Mr. President, thank you, Senator Bach. And again, thank you, and I support the bill. I hope people will vote for it.
Senator Artman, did you have a discussion on the bill?
Thank you, Mr. President. I wonder if the author would yield.
He will yield, Senator Artman.
Thank you, Mr. President. And Senator Bach, we passed the 10% prejudgment interest rate in the public safety omnibus bill, the budget omnibus bill, and this has a 10%. So what more are we doing that we need here that wasn't already accomplished with that bill?
Senator Bach.
Mr. President, Senator Artman, I wasn't a part of the discussions on a previous bill that's passed the legislature. And if this mirrors that, and that's been signed into law, then it's probably not any different.
Senator Artman.
Well, Mr. President and Senator Bach, that's my very great concern with this bill, because it does do one other thing that I don't agree with, and I hope members will not agree with. It makes that 10% prejudgment interest retroactive to lawsuits that are already pending. And I think that the way we did it in the public safety omnibus bill would allow that interest rate going forward, but not change the balance of power between parties and change the interest in litigation looking backward. And we don't normally do things in a retroactive nature around here, so I'm hoping that people will not support that provision, since we already have accomplished the goal of this legislation with the 10% prejudgment interest and with the bad faith insurance law that we passed last year. We really don't need this additional bill.
Senator Olson, did you wish to comment?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. My understanding is that the earlier bill that we passed had to do with post-judgment interest pending an appeal, and that this is a prejudgment interest for someone who goes to court and prevails. And I guess I don't really look at it as retroactive, because this is for lawsuits that are yet to be won and decided. And so it's just going to be from this point going forward. So I guess I wouldn't view that as retroactive.
Okay, any further discussion? Senator Bach renews his motion that the foregoing recommendations of the Conference Committee on House File 417 be now adopted and the bill be repassed as amended by the Conference Committee. All those in favor signify by saying aye. Opposed, motion prevailed. Secretary will give the bill its third reading.
House File 417, a bill for an act related to commerce, providing recovery of damages and attorney fees for breach of an insurance policy, etc.
Secretary will take the roll on the final passage of House File 417. All senators having voted. Desire to vote. Secretary will close the roll. There being 47 ayes, 14 nays. The bill is passed. It's title agreed to.
The next message is on House File 519, Senator Rest. Mr. President, I have the honor to announce the House has adopted the recommendation report of the Conference Committee on House File 519 and repassed said bill in accordance with the report of the committee so adopted. House File 519, a bill for an act relating to local government, regulating nonconforming lots in shoreland areas. House File 519 is herewith transmitted to the Senate. Signed, Elbin A. Mathewitz, Chief Clerk of the House.
Senator Rest. Senator Rest.
Mr. President, I move that the foregoing recommendations and conference committee report on House File Number 519 be now adopted and the bill be repassed as amended by the conference
committee. Mr. President.
Senator Vandenberg.
Mr. President, I move that I be excused under 41.2.
Okay. On the motion, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed. Motion prevails. Okay, Senator Rest, a brief description of the bill and what changes were made in the conference committee.
Mr. Chairman, the House File 519, the conference committee removed made one change in the bill as it had come over from the House and an amendment that was made there. Otherwise, it was the Senate language, which was almost identical to the House language.
Okay.
And the issue was...
The issue, maybe.
Tell
the body
what... non-conforming lots. The task force report on that.
Okay, Senator Rest renews her motion that the foregoing recommendations of the conference committee report on House File 519 be now adopted and the bill be repassed as amended by the conference committee. All in favor signify by saying aye. Opposed. Motion prevails. Secretary will give the bill its third reading.
House File 519, a bill for enacting relating to local government, regulating nonconforming lots and shoreland areas.
Secretary will take the roll on final passage. All senators having voted, desire to vote, secretary will close the roll. There being 54 ayes, 2 nays, the bill is passed. It's title agreed to.
The next message is on House File 804, Senator Moi. Mr. President, I have the honor to announce the House has adopted the recommendation report of the Conference Committee on House File 804. And repass said bill in accordance with the report of the committee so adopted. House File 804, a bill for an act relating to probate, modifying provisions governing guardians and conservators. House File 804 is herewith transmitted to the Senate, signed Elbin A. Mathewitz, Chief Clerk of the House.
Senator Moi.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that the foregoing recommendation and conference committee report on House File number 804 be now adopted and the bill be repassed as amended by the conference committee.
Okay, Senator, the brief description of the bill and what changes were made in the conference committee.
Thank you, Mr. President. I would like to thank Senator Hahn and Senator Latz for helping us finish up this conference committee. There were three provisions that the Senate took into conference. This is the Guardians and Conservators Bill. We, in the Senate bill, we created a registry system. We asked the Supreme Court to create a registry system of guardians and conservators by 2012. We also create a certification process for all guardians and conservators. And then we require conservators to post bond if the inventory of the assets of the proposed protected person is at least $10,000. But we do create a process by which those who are currently conservators and guardians can post these bonds as they come up for their periodical reviews by the court. What we brought back with us is the bond provision and the registrations, the creation of the registry provisions. The House was not, or the other body was not quite ready to go with the certification process, so we thought that that is a process that we could probably bring up as a separate bill later on.
What we brought back from the House provision is a provision having to do with children who are brought back to their, who have been placed out of the home, and income of the parents were assessed to take care of that child. But once the child is back in the home, then we're asking them that the parents no longer have to give income to the county because the child is now back with them. I understand that this provision is sort of doesn't fit in with the bill, but that's what the House brought to conference, and it was really important to one of their members, so they asked us to take that for the other two provisions that we brought back on the Senate bill, and that's a conference committee report.
Okay, any further discussion on the conference committee report? Seeing none, Senator Moy renews her motion that the foregoing recommendations of the conference committee report on House File 804 be now adopted and the bill be passed as amended by the conference committee. All those in favor, signify by saying aye. Opposed. Motion prevails. Secretary will give the bill its third reading.
House File 804, a bill for enacting a probate modifying provisions governing guardians and conservators.
Secretary will take the roll. All senators have been voted. Desire to vote. Secretary will close the roll. There being 56 ayes, 4 nays. The bill is passed. It's title agreed to.
Next message is on House File 928. Senator Murphy, Mr. President, I have the honor to announce the House has adopted the recommendation report of the Conference Committee on House File 928. And repass said bill in accordance with the report of the committee so adopted. House File 928, a bill for an act relating to transportation, modifying various provisions related to transportation or public safety. House File 928 is herewith transmitted to the Senate. Signed, Elvin A. Mathewitz, Chief Clerk of the House.
Senator Murphy.
Thank you, Mr. President. I will move the foregoing recommendations conference committee report on House File 928 be now adopted and bill be repassed as amended by the conference committee.
Okay, Senator Murphy, a brief description of the bill and what changes were made since the bill left here.
Mr. President, members, this is a transportation omnibus bill. There were several provisions that were added in conference committee, and then there were several provisions that were lost in conference committee. The ones that we gave up were the enhanced driver's license, the stump rest provision. We gave up on the eliminating accumulated driver's license suspensions. Was a LATS bill, a piece of Senator Dibble's bill with the vehicle miles traveled study, some language in regards to the Little Crow Transit Way and the Sioux Trail Transit Way, another provision of Senator Rest, the 24-hour vehicle lighting, and then the interchange in Rochester, the Senator Senjum provision. To the folks in Rochester, I can just say that we're going to keep on this issue with that interchange there at 65th Street. I think everybody understands that it needs to be built. The city of Rochester is willing to pay a portion of it. MnDOT should just get on board. So Senator Lynch and Senator Senjum will be back to fight that brawl another day. A couple of the provisions that we brought along, members, it may look like an extensive list. Most of this was in our bill to begin with, but we just adopted the House language, and some of these things have already passed the Senate floor as well. There is the prohibited activities in the rest area, but this language looks just like Senator Lowry's bill as it left the Senate floor. There's no prohibition on alcohol, so it looks just like what we did here. There's some veterans highway designations. These are part of Senator Scully and others' recommendations to our committee that we passed. There's some mini truck issues in there that Senator Scogan had brought to the committee. There was also a provision in here that Senator Vandeveer had brought to the committee earlier on, and that was using buses on shoulderways throughout the state of Minnesota. A couple other provisions that were added. There were some ex officio labor members added to the commuter rail coordinating committee. There were some requirements of hardship for the Ralph, the right-of-way acquisition loan funds that were eliminated. Senator Dahl got his the Zinke Festival down there in New Prague. So we're all going to go down to New Prague and have a good time at the Dzinki Festival. And then there were some other technical fixes that were added to the bill and conference committee members. But other than that, it's the same bill that we voted on when it left the Senate. It's actually a pretty good piece of work, and I hope to have your support today. Once again, I want to thank the members that were on the conference committee. We did a pretty good job. Once again, if it wasn't for our staff, all the folks standing here against the back row, nothing happens. And, I want to thank all those folks, and also thank the folks from the Republican caucus that also help out as well. Thank you, members, and I hope for your green vote.
Mr. President.
Senator Hand.
Thank you, Mr. President, and maybe the author or someone else, but just out of curiosity, what is a Dzinki and what is a Dzinki festival? Could someone enlighten us?
Probably Senator Dahl. Senator Dahl, Kevin.
Mr. President, Senator Hand, it's a Czech festival for Czechs and anyone else who would like to stop at closing the main street. It's a lot of fun. There's a lot of bars in New Prague, and you can wander from bar to bar and celebrate your Czech heritage or not. So it's a good provision.
Mr. President,
Senator Hand, all I can say is there's been some Irish spill some beer over there too.
Senator Day.
Yeah, one of the Irish is Day. Spilled a little, yeah. Not on my suit coat, but on my shirt. I just wanted to tell, Senator Murphy has done an absolutely, I think, great job this session. We've had a lot of transit. We've had a lot of roads. We've had a lot of bridge problems. We've had a ton of problems that are in this state with transportation, and Senator Murphy has done a great job in his committee listening to everybody that came forward, ironing out the differences, and this is one of the smaller examples of a bill that is pretty darn good considering all the other work we've done here this year. So I just hopefully everybody should vote green.
Senator Lynch.
Thank you, Mr. President. And I, too, wanted to thank Senator Murphy for you talked about the 65th Street interchange in Rochester. And Senator Murphy, you have been terrific on this issue and have afforded us the opportunity to bring this forward in a number of times in a number of different ways. And I'm really proud that this body understands that this provision is really about jobs and stimulating the economy. And I'm pleased that to have the body's support on this and look forward to moving forward. And I do think that we continue to send a strong message to MnDOT that we need this project.
Senator Vandeveer.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Well, Senator Murphy, yield.
He will yield.
Thank you. Senator Murphy, you have done an excellent job this year, and I thank you for including being as inclusive as you are with the members. I do have one question. Is the part still in there where you seek to have tell people to reduce their miles driven, or was that taken out of the report?
Senator Murphy.
Mr. President, Senator Vandeveer, the vehicle mile travel provision was taken out.
Senator Dibble.
Mr. President. Just to be clear, there was never any language that said any such thing in the bill, but nevertheless, the provision that Senator Ortman was concerned about is out of the bill.
Further discussion? Senator Dahl.
Mr. President, the Dzhinki Festival is the third Saturday in September. Parade starts at noon.
Mr. President.
Senator Olson.
Do you have to bring a check or do you prefer cash, Senator Dahl?
Boy. We better move on. Senator Murphy renews his motion that the foregoing recommendations of the Conference Committee on House Bill 928 be now adopted and the bill be repassed as amended by the Conference Committee. All those in favor signify by saying aye. Opposed. Motion prevails. Secretary will give the bill its third reading.
House File 928, a bill for an act relating to transportation, modifying or adding provisions relating to transportation, construction impacts, etc.
Secretary will take the roll. All senators having voted, desire to vote. Secretary will close the roll. 59 ayes and 2 nays. Bill is passed. Its title agreed to.
The next message is on House File 1849, Senator Rest. Mr. President, I have the honor to announce the House has adopted the recommendation report of the Conference Committee on House File 1849 and repassed said bill in accordance with the report of the committee so adopted. House File 1849, a bill for an act relating to local government, removing or extending or modifying certain mandates upon local governmental units. House File 1849 is herewith transmitted to the Senate. Signed, Elbin A. Mathewitz, Chief Clerk of the House.
Senator Rest.
Mr. President, I move that the foregoing recommendations and conference committee report on House File 1849 be now adopted and the bill be repassed as amended by the conference committee.
Okay, Senator Rest, a brief description of the bill and what changes were
Mr.
made.
Mr. President, House File 1849 was the local government mandate relief effort that was also passed in Senate File 3. And then repassed by us with separately. We removed the provision that allowed local governments to make group applications rather than single applications because we discovered that it actually did not work in terms of the requirements of the state auditor's office. We accepted and that actually was in both bills. We accepted the House position on allowing all local government bodies to reduce their per diems and compensation, notwithstanding what the current law has. We did not accept the best value provision that was in the House bill, and they accepted our retention task force report to the legislature. Otherwise, the language was basically the same, and the report was signed by all three conferees from the Senate.
Okay, any further discussion on the Conference Committee report on House File 1849? Seeing none, Senator Rest renews her motion that the Conference Committee report on House File 1849 be now adopted and the bill be repassed as amended by the Conference Committee. All those in favor, signify by saying aye. Opposed, motion prevails. Secretary will give the bill its third reading.
House File 1849, a bill for an act relating to local government, removing, extending, or modifying certain mandates upon local governmental units, etc.
Secretary will take the roll. Senator Moi. All senators have voted. Desire to vote. Secretary will close the roll. There being 61 ayes, 1 nay, the bill is passed. State agreed to. Remaining under motions.
Next order of business is the Conference Committee report on Senate File 492. Senator Scogin.
Senator Scogin.
Mr. President, thank you. I move that the foregoing recommendations and Conference Committee report on Senate File 492 be now adopted and that the bill be repassed and amended as amended by the Conference Committee.
Okay, Senator Scogin, a description, brief description of the bill and what amendments were.
Well, Mr. President, members, this is the mini trucks bill that passed off the Senate floor, and then when it went through the other body, there was an amendment added to it that dealt with administrative fines, and we went to a conference committee and had some discussion, and as you know, we have had several votes over the last few years about administrative fines, but we've always picked away at the edges. And this House language actually tightened things up, provided some uniformity and some consistency on how we're going to deal with administrative fines. And as the conference committee moved along, we did accept their language. So there is some changes in there that deals with administrative fines. There are some important features on administrative fines. We are going to not make it a mandate. Cities will elect whether or not to use administrative fines. If they do, they will have to file with public safety so that everybody can find out which cities are using administrative fines. They will be collecting data on what these fines, how many of these fines are given out, and how the money is split up. The money will now be consistent. It'll be a $60 fine. It'll be specific to what you can use administrative fines on. Breaking the speed limit less than 10 miles an hour, not stopping for stop signs and the vehicle and safety equipment checks. It prohibits quotas. It prohibits masking if you have a CDL. So there was some pretty good language in here. It was attached in the House. It is different than we saw in the Senate, but it certainly has some of the provisions that we've dealt with over the last few years, and I would appreciate your support.
Discussion on the Senator Betzel.
Mr. President, members, I'm a bit troubled by the inclusion of administrative fines as a House amendment. I note that this was a bill that was introduced in the House of Representatives on March 9th, was not introduced in the Senate until March 26th, just before the first deadline, and it really did not have much of an opportunity to hear this. Now, as I look at the Conference Committee report, I notice that two of our members, Sarah Moore and Sarah Foley, had not signed the Conference Committee report, so I'm curious as to why they did not, and I'd like a little bit more information on that.
Senator Moore.
Thank you, Mr. President and members. I was very troubled by this provision. I was concerned that it was included in this mini-truck bill. I thought, as it was represented in the committee, that this language, though, has not... First of all, everyone keeps claiming that the Senate has seen this this issue before, and indeed we have seen this issue before, but not in this format, with the splitting of the fees and with all the details that are in this provision. So we've never vetted this this set of language that we are passing into law today. The Senate has not vetted this set of language. Secondly, it was represented in the conference committee discussion that this language had been vetted thoroughly in the other body, which is not true. This language actually was an amendment that came in very late in the session. So even though the jacket of the bill as proposed had gone through committee, the body of the language that's before us was an amendment at the last minute into the bill that came over here. So all the language that we have that we're about to pass into law today has not been vetted in either body. All the language that's in here. I have problems with asking the Department of Public Safety to create, to develop a uniform ticket. Nobody could tell me how much that's going to cost and who's going to absorb that cost. I had some concerns about how these administrative fines and penalties are going to be tracked from jurisdiction to jurisdiction. Senator Foley proposed an amendment that somehow we ought to track so that one individual would get only one of these administrative fines and penalties within one jurisdiction once a year. And it was testified to by the local government representative there that said, well, we don't have the computer equipment and the capacity to track how many tickets we're giving. Well, so now I have a problem, because if we local governments don't have the capacity to track how many of these tickets we're giving, how do we know who's been, how do we track people's, how many of these tickets people are getting every year, every other week, once a day, how do we track? And if we don't have the capacity to track from jurisdiction to jurisdiction, then how does law enforcement or local governments in different jurisdictions know who is somebody who is problematic, who keeps coming back, who is a repeat offender in the different jurisdictions? Members, I'm very disappointed that this was brought back from conference committee. I wanted to give this a thorough hearing next session. We are in a biennium next session. It's a policy session. It is the time when we take time to look at policies that are changing direction and how we work in this state. And this body, the committees, were not given the opportunity to do that work. Nothing in these provisions are going to address who's getting tickets, how those tickets are being issued. And, you know, I have some real concerns that if we're not tracking and we're not collecting the information and the data, the larger issue of racial profiling, which has been brought up as a concern for these things, doesn't even show up anywhere in the language in the provisions that we're being asked to vote on today. So, you know, this is what happens when we can't discipline ourselves and we allow amendments to go on, provisions that haven't been vetted, where we may be passing into law. If it works out, that would be great. But if it doesn't work out, we may be passing into law a bill that is problematic on many, many fronts and may be asking this state to pay a pretty big price tag for a policy that was put on at the very last minute.
Senator Murphy.
Oh, Mr. President, you know, I've never been a supporter of administrative fines, and as the chair of the committee that has jurisdiction over this area, it's been in front of our committee several times. Senator Foley brought a bill last year that came in, and it said nobody could have administrative fines. We voted on it in committee. I voted with Senator Foley, but we lost. And actually, we lost by an overwhelming margin. There's been two recorded votes since then. Both times, it's been overwhelming margins. One time on the floor of the Senate, it was an overwhelming margin.
to say that this has not been thoroughly vetted, I think, is the issue has been thoroughly vetted. I think some of the particulars that are in Senator Scogin's bill may not have been as good as they possibly could have been, but there's always next year to clean this up. Members, I'm going to support this, just straight out. I'm going to support this. Because what we've got going on now, we have absolutely no idea what's going on. Senator Scogin's bill asks that every year the auditor has to audit the cities, and this is going to be part of that audit. So we are going to have that information. Now, nobody collects information on racial profiling to begin with, so that's not the issue here. Members, my issue has been and always will be, much like Senator Moy just talked about, was people who commit repeat offenses and are not caught up in the system. Most of these provisions that this bill covers are lower level provisions. I mean, there's a provision that we're going to give the locals the authority to take care of instead of making it a state fine if somebody is towing their kids behind the car on a toboggan. Does that need to be a state fine? No, I don't think so. If somebody is driving around town and the speed limit is 30 miles an hour and they're going 38 and they get pulled over and they get written a ticket, does that need to be a state responsibility? Well, that's more of a moving violation. I would kind of think so, but in the spirit of compromise, I'm willing to let this become law for several different reasons. Like I said earlier, right now what we've got going on is a hodgepodge and we don't know. At least Senator Scogin's bill that's worked out with all of law enforcement and the League of Minnesota Cities is a provision that I think that we can tinker around with a little bit in the future and maybe dial it in just right. But overall, members, at least we're going to have an accounting of what's going on. We'll have a standard because it's a very narrow window of violations that this bill can address. Very narrow window. And the state's going to know everything else. In the meantime, we're losing this revenue anyway, we're losing the revenue anyway, and there's nothing that we can do about it. I mean, we could stand here until the cows come home and debate this issue and try to get it so that there were no administrative fines, but we're outvoted here. And when you're outvoted, you have to make compromises. And I think that this is probably as good a compromise as it's going to come out this year.
Senator Foley.
Thank you, Mr. President. For your information, Senator Betzold, I'm going to vote against this bill mainly because of procedural problems. This thing has hung around for 6 or 7 years at least, and I've had three bills myself over that period of time. And it isn't that I'm concerned. You're looking at a situation where the two attorney generals that were in this period of time indicated something contrary. The state auditor, two state auditors, had the same thing. We have a situation here where through the 6 years that I'm talking about, we had all kinds of indications that we were violating. It's clearly a violation of the statute the way it is and the way it has been since about 1935. So when we're looking at this, the thing didn't go anywhere that I can see in the Senate, but it did go through the House, and I want you to know that I was assigned to the conference committee. Unfortunately, I didn't get notification of it in a timely manner, and so I wasn't there at the time, and the decisions were made at a different time and place. But by and large, the process of what we're doing here is a terrible way to run a railroad. I just don't think that this is right to take and attach something to a bill that is totally unrelated. The majority leader indicated to us that that wasn't going to happen, but it did, and it is a sad say, and so thank you for your consideration.
Further discussion, Senator Clark.
Thank you, Mr. President and members. This portion of the bill came to me rather late, as Sarah Moise said, and it was in large part because the different law enforcement entities had been working on a compromise. I think for those of you who have been working on this issue for a number of years, you know they have not been in agreement. They have not come up with a way to do this that would make sense, that would have a compromise, but would do some things that needed to be done. We did go through Senate Rest Committee. We had one vote against it there. Would have loved to have gone further. It didn't. And unfortunately, like a lot of other bills this time of year, items get put in different places, and this is what's before us now. I can tell you, though, I wanted to talk on the merits for a moment because I think that that's really what this is about at this point in time. Again, at this point, every single law enforcement entity, from the police chiefs to the sheriffs to the police and peace officers to public safety, the commissioner supports it. He did not put a fiscal note on because he does support it. They can go ahead and swallow the cost to make the ticket happen. Highway patrol officers, our cities, our local governments, they erred on the side of getting the compromise first before they came, and I wish they had done that differently, but that is where it's at. As Senator Murphy said, this issue has been voted on a number of times, and I have felt conflicted about it because I both know that our communities need to have some type of a revenue source in these tough times, but I've been very concerned that we have inconsistency around the state, that we have people issuing different amounts of tickets, that the state is not receiving any of those funds, issues about the masking issues, among others. We have gone ahead, and now at this point in time, we will be corralling our communities that will have a limited focus. Again, speeding under 10 miles an hour, stop signs, things like tail lights. They're very minor violations. They are not going to be able to do anything else. The state will start receiving a share of the proceeds. If it's a ticket that's done on the local level, the local community will get $40. The state will get $20. If a highway patrol officer does it, the state will get $40. The local will get $20. There will be tracking. What is not going to be able to be done, that both Senator Foley and I would like to see happen, and when technology permits, is for the officer to be able to tell whether or not somebody had an infraction within the last year and then be able to utilize that information. I've committed to Senator Foley to be working with him on that and with the cities and the communities as we move forward. Let's face it, right now we are going to be leaving today having worked on significant budget issues yet again. The sixth budget shortfall since 2002. Our communities just were unallotted at the end of December. We have grave concerns about how public safety is going to be funded. This is a small way that we can let our communities be able to have some resources coming back in. We're going to be able to track it. We are going to know whether or not what the type of impact is going to be on our own budgets. We were able to put in, we did get in a couple of the things that Senator Foley had brought forward. One is making sure that if a city passes a resolution, which they have to do under this bill, to do this, that the public safety commissioner will be notified. So that person will be able to start tracking what community. And then when the audit happens, they will have to be reporting the numbers of violations and others. And one of the things that Sarah Foley and I have talked about is meeting with the state auditor about what information would really be helpful to figure this out, as well as the Commissioner of Public Safety. I'm just trying to think. There was another provision that we made sure that we are having the right to contest on there. So it really is corralling. It is something whose time has come. And unlike what's passed off the Senate floor before, which was just a broad authorization to do it, we really have put parameters on it. So, members, I would, again, like Senator Scogin, urge your support.
Senator Betzel first, and then Senator Roebling.
Well, just briefly, Mr. President, what I fail to understand on this issue, and frankly many others, is that when we adjourned last year, everybody knew that the 2009 session was going to start on January 6th. Apparently, the groups that worked on this issue didn't know that, because they waited until March before they even brought this issue forward. And again, I haven't had a satisfactory explanation as to why it was introduced in the House on March 9th, and yet it wasn't even introduced in the Senate until March 26th, right before the deadline. Perhaps we would have had the time to process the bill if it had been introduced in the Senate in a timely manner, but it was not. And now we're being asked, and all of a sudden it's become an urgency, it's being vital, it's being critical that we have to pass this because somebody procrastinated. That is never a good reason to pass legislation on this one or any others. And I don't know the date that we're going to come back in 2010. We'll know that later tonight. But I hope people pay attention to the fact out there that we are coming back next year. Please, you know, get your issues resolved ahead of time. Get them to us. Don't wait and say that it's an emergency because somebody else procrastinated, as they apparently did on this issue. Thank you.
Senator Roebling.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I rise to speak in opposition to this conference report because of the administrative penalties. Members, the tickets that they will be able to give that will have administrative penalties are for things like violating the speed limit by less than 10 miles per hour, failing to stop at a controlled intersection, sometimes what we call a rolling stop. I mean, you know, you don't have a little jerk when you stop. Or driving a vehicle with damaged or illegal equipment. Maybe you have a tail light out or your headlights out. Maybe you don't even know it. These are things that people usually get warnings for. And now we're going to set it up so that, quite frankly, I think police departments will be encouraged to give the penalties instead, because for every ticket they write, they'll get $40 for their city, for their police department, for their sheriff's office, whatever. You know, I was thinking about this in a city the size of Shakopee, maybe, that has a couple officers on pretty much around the clock. So suppose they write 30 tickets a day for things like this: slightly speeding, rolling through a stop sign, having a taillight out. Well, 30 tickets times $40 is $1,200. Multiply that by 365 days of the year, and suddenly you have $438,000 a year that the police department can get. Now, I know we're talking about tough economic times, but these are dollars that are also going to come out of your constituents' pockets for some very minor infractions that they used to get warnings for. And I guess, you know, I like people to obey the law too, but I am just concerned that sometimes they may not even realize that they're doing anything wrong when we're at this level of violation. And it seems, you know, that there will be incentive. Local law enforcement will have incentive to write these administrative tickets because they'll think, well, it's not too much. And in the back of their heads, they may be thinking, and boy, our police department really needs this because we don't want to cut any jobs.
Senator Ingebrigtsen first, then.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And wow, this thing has really taken on some legs here on the Senate floor, from not being vetted, which actually, in fact, it has been talked about at least the 3 years that I've been here, to racial profiling, to now we're talking about quotas. So, folks, what you have to do is you have to put a little bit of trust in your local law enforcement agencies in the state of Minnesota. I mean, you know, you can find reports anywhere or all over the place, quite frankly, about law enforcement in the Midwest and the honesty and integrity that they bring to their job. And that's not what's going to happen here at all. Frankly, this is going to be a tool that law enforcement, local units of government, and the state patrol folks are going to be able to have to be able to give a little leeway, actually, and not be looking, you know, looking to nail that person to the cross. It's going to be hit with a $170 to $300 fine for a minor infraction. Local units of governments, Mr. Chair and members, have been after this for a long time. They haven't been after it. They've been after it to keep it. And in the state of Minnesota,
and a few around here want to bring it in here. And I understand that, too, for the revenue situation. But they've had this working for them. It's been working good over the past. Folks, let's keep it there. And finally now, I think a good compromise has been put on the table by Senator Scogin, bringing this forth. And the state of Minnesota is going to be a winner here as well. They're going to be actually getting some revenue now that they didn't in the past. So this is a good thing, folks. As Senator Betzel said, we can bring it up next year if we have to, if it appears that it's really broken. But actually, I think this is the best we've done on the thing for at least the 3 years that I've been here. So I encourage you to vote for this.
Senator Corey.
Well, thank you, Mr. President and members. I rise in support of Senator Scogin's bill. And as you know, I've been a big supporter of administrative fines. And actually, I'm speaking, well, I guess I have to speak to all the members, but I'm speaking mostly to my Republican colleagues, if they're listening to me. They're not looking my way, but I'm speaking to you, actually, because, you know, I know there's a lot of different Republicans here. You know, there's some moderates, there's some very, very conservative Republicans and that look in the platform. And I would remind my Republican friends that Republicans are for local control. And if you're not for local control, then I don't know if you're a Republican. And really, this is a local control issue. So you're telling me that you don't trust your cities and counties and local law enforcement? Well, I'm just saying, members, that we need to be for this bill, and we need to be for getting this administrative fines debacle straightened out, and this takes care of it. And so let's just vote and get it taken care of. I ask you to support Senator Scogin. Thank you.
Further discussion. Senator Scogin moves that the foregoing recommendations of the Conference Committee report on Senate File 492 be now adopted and the bill be repassed as amended by the Conference Committee. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion prevails. Secretary will give the bill its third reading.
Senate File 492, a bill for enacting the transportation, regulating use and operation of mini trucks on public roadways, etc.
Secretary will take the roll on the final passage of Senate File 1503. No. Wait a second. Senate File 492. Senate File 492. Secretary will take the roll. Yeah. We caught her, though. We caught her. All senators having voted, desire to vote, Secretary will close the roll. There being 44 ayes, 17 nays, the bill is passed. It's title agreed to. Messages from the House.
The next message is on Senate File 1219, Senator Rest. Mr. President, I have the honor to announce passage by the House of the following Senate file as amended by the House, in which amendments the concurrence of the Senate is respectfully requested. Senate File 1219, a bill for enacting occupations and professions, creating licensing standards for full-time firefighters. Senate File 1219 is herewith returned to the Senate. Signed, Albert A. Mathewitz, Chief Clerk of the House.
Senator Rest.
Mr. President, I move that the Senate concur in the amendments by the House to Senate File Number 1219 and that the bill be placed on its repassage as amended.
Okay, Senator Rest, what has changed on the...
There was one amendment added on the floor that was non-controversial to in the House regarding plumber's licenses. And this is a bill that dealt with firefighter licenses. Otherwise, the bills were exactly the same.
Okay, discussion. Senator Rest moves that the Senate concur in the amendments by the House to Senate File 1219 and the bill be placed on repassage as amended. All those in favor, signify by saying aye. Opposed. Motion prevails. Third reading.
Senate File 1219, a bill for enacting relating to occupations and professions, creating licensing standards for full-time firefighters, etc.
Secretary will take the roll. Having voted, desire to vote. Secretary. We'll close the roll. In 59 ayes, 2 nays, bill is passed. It's title agreed to.
The next message is on Senate File 1481, Senator Cohen. Mr. President, I have the honor to announce passage by the House of the following Senate file as amended by the House, in which amendments the concurrence of the Senate is respectfully requested. Senate File 1481, a bill for an act relating to the budget reserve, modifying priorities for additional revenues and general fund forecasts. Senate File 1481 is herewith returned to the Senate. Signed, Elvin A. Mathewitz, Chief Clerk of the House.
Okay, Senator Pogemiller for Senator Cohen.
Mr. President, on behalf of Senator Cohen, I move that the Senate do not concur in the amendments to Senate File 1481 and that a conference committee of 3 members be appointed by the Subcommittee on Conference Committees on the part of the Senate to act with a like conference committee appointed on the part of the House.
Okay, on the motion, all in favor, signify by saying aye. Opposed. Motion prevails. Remaining under motions.
Senator Marty moves that the name of Senator Tomasoni be added as a co-author to Senate File Number 2165.
Okay, on the motion, all in favor, signify by saying aye. Opposed. Motion prevails.
Senator Rest moves that Senate File Number 137, Number 12 on general orders be stricken and returned to its author.
Okay, on the motion. It's your bill.
Yes, Mr. President, it's my bill.
Okay. On the motion, all in favor, signify by saying aye. Opposed. Motion prevails. That brings up a point. If you have bills on general orders that you're not going to be doing, of course, we're pretty late anyway, so it's you should take them off and return them to authors.
Mr. President?
To the author. Senator, Mr. President, we have one more, I guess, motion up here.
Senator Rest moves that her name be stricken as chief author and the name of Senator Moi be shown as chief author to Senate File Number 164.
Okay, on the motion. All in favor, signify by saying aye. Opposed. Motion prevails. Senator Pogemiller.
Mr. President, remain on motions. I'd suggest we take up the calendar. There are 2 votes there.
Give me a copy of that. I don't know where. Okay, on the motion to take up the calendar, all in favor, signify by saying aye. Opposed. Motion prevails. The first bill on the calendar is House Bill 354. The Senator Scheid is the chief author.
Mr. President.
Senator Scheid.
Mr. President, I'd like to impose a call of the Senate.
Okay. We did that already. Senate's under call.
Mr. President, I move that further proceedings under the call be dispensed with and the sergeant be. Sergeant Himes be instructed to bring in the absent members.
On the motion, all in favor signify by saying aye. Opposed. Motion prevails. Third reading.
Third reading. House File 354, a bill for an act relating to real property, providing for mediation prior to commencement of mortgage foreclosure proceedings on homestead property.
Secretary will take the roll. All senators having voted, desire to vote, secretary will close the roll. In 35 ayes, 31 nays, the bill is passed and its title agreed to. Second bill on the calendar It's House File 1237. The chief author is Senator Chaudhry. Secretary will give the bill its third reading.
House File 1237, a bill for inoculating natural resources, modifying wild rice season and harvest authority, etc.
Secretary will take the roll. Oh, before that, before the roll, Senator Anderson.
Thank you, Mr. President. I just have a question for Senator Chaudhry, if he would yield.
He will yield.
I'm just looking at the unofficial engrossment, and this is what we passed yesterday, correct? And what is the, at the back, on the back page, there's a repealer of the outdoor, of the Lessard Heritage Council. I don't really understand what that is. If you could please advise.
Senator Chaudhry.
Mr. President, Senator Anderson, I'm a little perplexed myself. Certainly not something I want to do, so maybe we just need to fix this in conference or whatever. We're certainly not going to delete this council.
Mr. President? Mr. President?
Senator Olson.
With unanimous consent, could we not amend that before? This is on calendar, and I wouldn't want to attempt to do that in have them attempt to do it in conference committee if we can take care of it here.
I would suggest, without objection, Senator Olson and others, we progress the bill and figure out get an amendment.
Mr. President, can we reconsider without objection? I don't think there's any objection to doing that.
Or we could pass it and then reconsider it later if there's a problem. So whatever way you want to do it.
Well, whatever the proper process is,
Senator,
if there's concern about, yeah, and I would be too, about voting for this, then whatever the proper motion is to reconsider and amend it.
Senator Pogemiller and Senator Clark or Betzel, who's ever, we're going to be here all day. Why don't we progress it and...
Mr. President, I think the challenge we have here is that this needs to go to a conference committee, and we're going to recess for 2 or 3 hours as soon as we're done. So what do you want to put it back? Is there unanimous consent? If there's not unanimous consent, then we can go back to the calendar. You think there'll be unanimous consent?
But we have to make sure we know what's trying to be fixed, though, first.
Mr. President, apparently Senator Chaudhry has agreed that it won't come back from conference that way. Maybe that'll handle it. Okay.
But we're on the calendar. This is the final.
You don't want to vote for it?
Mr. President?
Senator Pogemiller, we have all day. Let's progress the... We're not sure what we're fixing, see?
Yeah, but Mr. President, if you're asking us to vote in calendar, how many of us really want to vote for a bill that abolishes the...
I don't want to vote.
The council that's named for Senator Lessard, and it has done wonderful work.
Yeah,
we have supported it wholeheartedly.
Yeah,
not be in here. If you think that it's a mistake or a misprint or a reviser's problem, that's one thing. But I think that if there's...
That's not the issue.
What error is there?
Mr. President, Senator Olson, Mr. President.
Senator Pogemiller.
I move that House File 1237 be removed from the calendar and placed on general orders.
Okay, that there you go. So, Senator, can we do that? You know, we're making this... Senator Olson, we all agree. We're just trying to fix it up the right way, okay? That's why
fix.
I thought we'd progress it, look at it, and fix
Mr.
it up.
Mr. President?
Senator, I understand. I see him. Senator Frederickson.
Mr. President, during this discussion, I have found the repealer in the bill,
It would be a very simple amendment to remove that repealer, and then it would be out of the bill.
I withdraw my motion. Senator Frederickson, you're going to move unanimous consent?
Yes.
Okay.
Senator Frederickson.
Mr. President, I would request unanimous consent to make a deletion from House File 1237.
Okay. If that gets us there. Senator Chaudhry.
And I, Mr. President, I support that. Just to, so maybe the
anyone,
maybe the desk can just confirm the motion.
Anybody objecting?
I will make the motion.
On the Frederickson motion. All in favor? I see unanimous consent.
Mr. President, then I would move on page 68 of the unofficial engrossment, delete section 8. That's lines 68.3 and 68.4.
Okay, on that motion. All in favor? Signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed. Motion prevails. We're back to third reading.
House File 1237, a bill for an act relating to natural resources, modifying wild rice season, etc.
Secretary will take the... Senator Moore.
Mr. President, I wonder if Senator Chaudhry will yield for a question.
Senator Chaudhry will yield. Senator Moore.
Mr. President, Senator Chaudhry, could you remind the body whether or not there are any gun provisions in the language that's going over to the House?
Senator Chaudhry.
Mr. President, Senator Moore, no, they're not. We amended our game and fish policy and land provisions onto the House file. So the provisions of the House file were deleted and ours were put on.
Mr. President,
Senator
one
Moore.
Last question. Senator Chaudhry, I wonder if there will be any gun provisions be brought back from conference committee.
Senator Chaudhry.
Mr. President, Senator Moore, being a chair of conference committees, I think you know that's a difficult question to answer, to predict what's going to come back from conference. But I know that we don't have a position from the Senate on that. And I imagine you're talking about the uncased gun provision. The House is, if you're going to ask a political question, I predict that they feel very strongly about it. So can I predict whether it's going to come back from conference or not? I mean, that's kind of not a fair question.
Well,
Senator Moore.
Well, Mr. President, then Senator Chaudhry, I wonder if you could tell the body whether or not the language that's a companion to your bill that will be brought into conference, the language from the other body, does that contain any gun language? What I'm getting at is that whether or not either body are bringing language into a conference committee that has gun language in it.
Mr. President, Senator Moore, yes, the House file did have a provision on uncased firearms. It's not changing the possession of firearms. It's just on the casing of it. The House provision, the House bill does have that, yes.
Pappas.
Mr. President, will Senator Chaudhry yield?
He will yield, Senator Pappas.
Mr. President, Senator Chaudhry, after that one mistake in the bill, now I'm nervous about what's in this bill. Is this the Senate language on the House file, or did you put the House language? Are you accepting the House language? And, you know, I'm just kind of confused about what's happening. That's my first question. My second question is there going to be any attempt to concur and not go to conference so that, you know, we don't have the opportunity of a conference committee to make sure we see what's in both bills.
Senator Chaudhry.
Mr. President, Senator Pappas, this is the Senate's work on game and fish, environmental policy, and lands. And it does not contain many of the House provisions. I'm fairly sure that because of some of the strong feelings on a number of provisions on the House side that we do not have, that there will be a conference committee. That there will be a conference committee. I do not predict Maybe there will be, but I can't say what the House is going to do. But I don't believe that there will be any type of automatic concurrence.
Secretary will take the roll. All senators having voted, desire to vote, secretary will close the roll. There being 65 ayes and 0 nays, the bill is passed. Its title agreed to. Senator Pogemiller.
Mr. President, I'd like to move a brief recess for the purposes of appointing conference committees.
On the motion for a recess, all in favor, signify by saying aye. Opposed. Motion prevails. Senate stands in recess.
81, Senators Cohen, Clark, and Stumpf. On House File 1853, Senators Sparks, Olson M., and Moi. Senator Pogemiller moves the foregoing appointments be approved.
On the motion on the appointments, all in favor, signify by saying aye. Opposed. Motion prevails.
Mr. President, there's no other work at the desk right now. Okay, members, this would be the plan. We will recess now till 3 o'clock. The majority caucus will caucus immediately now in room 107. Senator Senjum.
Senator Senjum.
Mr. President, members, I would like to meet with the minority caucus at in room 112 if we could right after the session here as we recess.
Okay, any
112.
112 and 107. Okay,
Mr. President.
Senator Olson.
Yeah, Mr. President. When we come back, I would like to encourage you at lunch not to eat your dessert. Herb Cook, our grid sergeant, looks after us in the retiring room. And I share the same birthday. It happens to be May 20th. And I thought we'd like to celebrate that we don't have to spend our birthday here in session this year. So there will be cakes, several varieties in the retiring room when you come back. And so I hope you will save a little bit of spot so you can eat them up. Thank you.
Senator Saltzman.
Here. Well, on that same note, I'd like to add that for those of us who have June birthdays, we're also having cake at 3 o'clock in the retiring room from Bravo Bakery. So I guess we'll be eating a lot of cake today, Senator Olson. And so we'll be working it off, though, later this week.
From which bakery to Bravo Bakery? Senator Betzel.
Mr. President, Sarah Saltzman. I'm surprised that you failed to note that your seatmate has her birthday today.
Oh, Senator Sherrod's birthday.
Mr. President.
Senator Pogemiller.
Mr. President, I also wanted to let the Senate know that there is a meeting set up with the governor for, maybe you should all come, but no, well, it would be okay by me. But the leadership will be meeting with the governor somewhere around noon. I think it's 12:15 or 12:30. So there will be work being done while you are either in your conference committees or enjoying lunch. So I'd move the recess to call the chair, majority caucus in room 107 immediately upon recess. And the target time is 3 o'clock. So recess to the call the chair at 3 o'clock.
On the motion to recess to the call of the chair. All those in favor signify by saying aye. Opposed. Motion prevails. The Senate stands in recess.